Now, Jalanta is here with us, Jalanta Hauser. Did I get that right this time?
Yeah.
Welcome. And Jalanta is about to graduate from City High Charter School, which is a school right downtown in Pittsburgh that's a little unique. Can you talk about some of the differences in City Charter? People might be surprised in terms of the hours and even the months that you go to school.
Okay, so like 9 through 11th, you get out of school in July, supposed to like June with regular schools. And that's like always been the thing, but to like cooperate with that recently, they've like taken Mondays off since like it goes extra, and we have like extra breaks to make up for that. And so yeah, so now our schedule is like every Monday off, and like the dress code is really different, like no jeans, no camo, no like regular t-shirts, it's just a business casual. And they just like have like their own like curriculum.
Yeah, and a unique culture for the school too. And you're more or less going year round, right? With just a month off during the summer and other longer breaks for the other seasons.
Yeah.
And what about the internships?
Okay, so the internships, you can start them. Our school goes by trimesters. So you can start them the last trimester of your junior year or the first two trimesters of your senior year. I did mine the last trimester of my junior year, and it's at different places that the school is partnered with, and you can like go out like for like the last 2 hours of your school day and go there, and everyone's at a different place. I did mine at a nonprofit. And it was on the south side called New Century Careers. And I liked it. I like how it was like the real world experience, because like I've never had like a real job experience like that. And it was like a office desk experience. And they try to like correlate with what you want to do in the future.
And what kinds of things did you do as part of the time there?
I like went through like, I was mainly organizing, but like I like went through and like double checked things. Like I check like invoices and like put them into the computer and stuff, and like just updated things on like the people they've partnered with and things of that sort.
That sounds like they gave you, and I'm glad to hear it, real work to do, not busy work, but stuff that really matters. Now, you're from Mount Oliver, right?
Yeah.
And you've got a capstone project at City High Charter School. I only mentioned Mount Oliver because I forgot, you know, when you go to City High, you could be from any neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be sure we mentioned that. Tell me about your capstone project.
Okay, so mine is on mental health. It, like, my original was on, like, racism, but it's because it's through, like, 3 years. Like, you started in your 10th grade year, so they don't expect you to have everything. So, like, I was kind of just getting an idea of what I wanted to do, so I chose racism. But next year into junior year, whenever we were working on it, I did, I chose mental health, and I stuck with that because I knew, like, I would be more motivated and intent to actually do things in my community for that, and knew more things being done for that I could do. So, yeah, I started that in my junior year, and you have 8 foundation questions. You do a lot of research. They make it as if a college, like, just a college paper, like MLA formatting, to where you like you have to source everything and you come up with your own 8 foundation questions.
Oh, that's huge. So it's like a term paper, and you have to use standard formatting and footnotes or endnotes. And then these foundational questions, what are they like?
So I had 8 of my own. just like different aspects of the topic that you want to research. You have an essential question that's like the overview of it. Mine's was, what are the best ways to manage your mental health? And I felt like in order to answer that, I had to answer the foundation questions, like the history of it, what's being done for it, causes, who it affects, and treatments and things like that. And then you also are required, after all the research, you're required to do an interview with someone and an action project. So that's something you do in your community based on your topic that you're researching.
And then do you incorporate that experience into your paper?
Yeah, okay. So 12th grade year is the year where you, 11th grade is whenever you like finish your research paper and you like have all your sources and everything. And then 12th grade is whenever you incorporate that into a slideshow where you present. So like you incorporate, each slide is its own foundation question. And then the last two slides are your interview and your action project, and then a conclusion and intro, of course.
That sounds very intense. Was it hard?
Which aspect, like the whole thing?
Yeah, and I guess hard, that's a difficult question to, I'm not sure how I would answer it, but I mean, were the deadlines difficult, or was it hard to find time to put into it?
I think, like, they try to, it depends on, like, the person, the individual. It wasn't too hard for me. It was just, because it's, like, a three-year-long thing, so I had, like, a little later start because I did change my project, my topic.
When like, you went from racism to mental health.
Yeah, so it's really, like, depending on how you did it. But even though I changed it, like, 11th grade, they provided, like, enough time to where, like, I could do it. You know, like, at first you think, like, oh, like, all the assignments, like, secondary assignments where it's like, oh, include this, like, it takes up your time, but, like, it really, like, helps you just get it based. So it wasn't too hard for me, especially, like, 12th grade year, since you already had all that in 11th, and I just put it into my slides, and you just had to practice.
What do you think are some of the key things you learned by doing this, either about mental health or about the whole process?
Oh, I learned a lot because, like, well, the process itself, like, with the college formatting, writing, like, it was just, like, a whole bunch, like, where you had to, like, source, like, no other class have I, like, sourced my sites where it's, like, you create a citation and an annotation for it. And, like, putting all that in and, like, and then I learned things from my research, of course, but also, like, from the person I was able to interview. Like, I picked up some things from her based off the questions I asked, and she was very interesting. Like, one of the main things would be, like, that people identify themselves with, like, the three Ps, and it was, like, it was popularity, possession, and, like, I forget the third one, but I think it was, like, popularity, possession, I don't know, like, person? I forget the third
Maybe
one.
Maybe personality, or?
No, it wasn't personality. I'm sorry.
Popularity and possession are interesting, possessions. So those are sometimes things you can't really control. How popular you are. I guess
yeah,
you've got some
that,
control.
Because, like, people, that's the thing. Like, they're out of your control, but people tend to identify themselves with that and, like, be like, that's who I am. But, like, you know, it's out of your control.
And then to define yourself by possessions is when you speak it out loud, it does begin to sound a little wrong, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people often define themselves by their profession. That could be the other P. It might not be, but by what they do for a living, they'll define themselves, I am this job.
Yeah.
You know, and you could be much beyond that. Have you thought about what you want to do after you graduate?
I have. I intend to attend a four-year like college for actuarial science. So that's my main thing. My secondary thing, which kind of like goes into my research topic, was being an entrepreneur, because I just attended like a program for that and like creating like this dress toy. And so that's like my secondary plan, but yeah.
And my sister-in-law is an actuary scientist, and so I know a little bit about that field. It's a very specific field where you sort of calculate probabilities mm-hmm. of things happening or apply calculations of others. What got you interested in that? I'm not sure. I think I can count on one hand the number of people that have told me they're interested in that field.
It's three things that got me interested. I mean, I first heard about it through another program my dad did. It was called Launch, and it was like where you met with female STEM leaders and you got to like meet and greet, and one of them was telling me, because you had to like put like your favorite subject, they actually like icebreaker questions, and I put like favorite subject for like math, because I do love math, because I don't know, it's easy to me. And you know, I get to tell my teacher he's wrong sometimes, so yeah. But I put that, and she had like a mutual interest. She was like, oh, well, I could tell you that like I was an actuary, and and they make good money and stuff, and you know, since you love math, you know, it'll be good for you. And at the time, I wasn't sure if I wanted a career in math, even though I was interested in it. But fast forward, so it was like in the back of my mind. But actually, City High, they have like a career class, and for one of the people they brought in, it was someone from RMU, and then they talked about a data scientist and an actuarial scientist. So they talked about the job specifically, so I kind of have like more information, because they put like it up on the slides, like, here's a job outlook, here's a starting wage, here's what you need to know, here's the core classes. And then they brought like someone who was an actual actuary, and I was like, oh, and also I work for UPMC, they get to work from home. And I'm like, okay, this seems nice.
Sign me up. It's a joy to meet you today and to hear about these things. Just about out of time. Is there anything you want to say that you didn't get a chance to?
Not really. No. I mean, besides like for the actual research thing at City High, is that like you end up presenting in front of panelists and they like score you based mm-hmm. on presentation and like, you know.
That's happened already?
Yeah, I was in the first cohort, so like I just did mine yesterday actually. So
congratulations. I'm sure you're very happy to have that behind you.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your being here to represent yourself, your school. Do you want to acknowledge anybody, family members or any folks?
Yeah. You know, my immediate family, my mom and sisters and brothers, and Miss Dominguez from City High, because she was like my grad project teacher, but she was like really helpful whenever it came to like resources and that process. So, yeah.
I'm sure they're all proud of you. I'm proud of you, and I just met you.
Thank
you for being here with us. And remember the name, Jalanta Hauser. You're probably going to hear from her. Who knows? You might need to call the state for some actuarial support, and she'll be the one. Thank you for being with us.